Dorkbot. That's the theme for Dorkbot. My new favorite word is Dorkbot. All right, what is a dorkbot? It's a meeting of ridiculously smart and self-identified dorky people sharing the cool things they're doing with technology. There are dorkbot meetings all over the world, but it started here in New York City. Our producer, Ian Chilag, went to last night's meeting in downtown Soho, sporting a dorkbot shirt this morning.
I got converted.
I was about to say, have you gone over to the dork side?
Yeah, I'm one of them now.
All right, set the scene for what is this, a social gathering? Is this a time to show off your smarts? Or is it just a clubhouse full of creative geeks?
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, they have three presentations every Dorkbot meeting, and it can range from, you know, people making robotic sandwiches to whatever, just crazy stuff. It's in this really actually hip gallery. And there's a big projection in the back. There's a table with like four or five Apple laptops running. Like 60 or 70 people, I'd say 50 to 60 iPhones. Like, these people are teched out.
There's How many women?
Three. No, maybe 10.
10? Okay. 10.
Yeah. You know, and that theme song we just heard actually is kind of a running project among the Dorkbot people. I guess we can call them dorks. And so the thing last night starts, and Douglas Repetto, who founded Dorkbot, gets up there, welcomes everybody, and then they fire one of the new submitted Dorkbot theme songs.
Dorkbot.
Okay, so yeah, so then it gets into the actual presentations, the kind of prepared things, and the first one I want to talk about is something called Murmur. That's M-R-M-R, which stands for something I can't possibly comprehend. And these two guys, Eric Redlinger and Anton Marini, came up with an open protocol for mobile devices. And it gets the language just gets so technical. So I think the best way to do that is to just kind of pretend like I'm reporting this from another country, say Smartistan, and this next cut is in the language of Smartistani.
Yes.
And I'll come in on a as a translator on top of it for you.
Okay. So this pushes these out as single messages sent over either UDP or TCP, depending on
this takes you, things you can do on your computer and makes it easy to do them on your mobile devices.
And when
That's
all these packets
it.
Of data get into the client, you will have a user interface.
Of course. So, you'll have a user interface. So what can I do with that? Okay, how is that useful to me?
it's actually pretty cool. The other guy, that was Eric talking, the other guy, Anton, is a musician, and he plays keyboards. He uses a lot of visuals on stage, which he demonstrated for us, and he's like waving his hand in front of the camera on his computer, and it's somehow getting converted into this crazy distorted thing on the screen behind him. And let's hear Anton talking about performing.
When I perform, I'm very often kind of stuck behind the keyboard. And that's okay for a while, but it gets a little boring. Maybe I want to get out and dance.
See? They like to dance, too. They're just like us.
So this lets him break loose. The technology helps him physically become part of the technology.
Yeah, he takes the thing that he had been doing on his computer, puts a really easy-to-use interface on his iPhone, goes out and dances, also controlling, you know, the lights and the graphics behind him. It's actually really cool.
Now, one of the people that you met there, this shouldn't surprise us, had a healthy disrespect for nature, and he thinks he can improve on nature a little bit.
Yeah, this guy was pretty incredible. Andrew Senior's his name, and he does kind of science art projects. And like the first thing he showed was he actually made an entire digital ecosystem that feeds off TV waves. Like, and they evolve. It blew my mind. It's actually too amazing, too complex for me to talk about. So let's pick up actually later in his presentation when he talked about another kind of more tongue-in-cheek project. Let's hear him explaining Pomona.
Pomona is an artificial life project that seeks to increase the yields of second-generation biofuels by helping plants to grow. Evolution allows only small incremental changes in plant design and has resulted in plants that are well suited to particular niches. But biotechnology is seeking to develop plants that better serve man's needs, by design rather than incremental optimization. In the Pomona project, we realize that plants lack fundamental capabilities that would enable higher yields, namely intelligence and self-awareness.
Did he just insult plants?
Yeah, basically what he's saying there, plants are dumb.
What?
And yeah, which
plants
is true.
They can't even defend themselves in this conversation.
Well, maybe someday they will.
When they come back to take the earth,
they could.
Yeah, they're going straight for Andrew Sr.
What he's saying is, you know, now we're using all the, you know, we're using corn and converting into biofuels. But plants actually grow in really inefficient ways. You know, they're not quick to move their leaves to face the sun to accelerate photosynthesis.
Because they're plants.
Yeah. So what he did is basically like made these robotic prostheses. Little servos that would sense the sun, where the sun was, and then the servos would move the leaves to the kind of optimal position to absorb sunlight. It was really, you know, like I said, kind of a tongue-in-cheek project. And he's trying to make the point, like, look, we're not really thinking smart enough about, you know, next-generation fuels.
Okay. All right. But apparently not everyone was as successful in their presentations. Who had a tough night? Who had a hard time with the crowd?
Yeah, this would be Bubble Beats. This was the last. That's Bubble Beats.
Bubble Beats.
This was the last presentation, and the program's actually really neat. It's a new way to make music where you basically bring together all the sounds you want, and you arrange them in a kind of visual interface, and it fires them at random. So you get like truly random music. So like I said, pretty neat, but the presentation suffered from some technical difficulties. And, you know, if you're a dork bot, technical is kind of everything.
Yeah, it is acting really weird.
That's because we're alive here at Dorkbot.
Yeah, I got to be honest, that was hard to watch.
Oh, I feel for them.
But then it was just, you know, just tons of awkward silences that kept trying. But then it got actually really something really wonderful happened. People all over the room started raising their hands and asking these questions. You know, have you thought of a way to control tempo? Can you export this music? If somebody wanted to host
trying
this,
to help out.
Yeah. And it really became like this kind of impromptu workshop.
Huh.
And I was thinking, you know, if you have the kind of brain where you can come up with this amazing stuff, a side effect of having such an amazing brain is that you kind of can get kind of over-focused. And so Dorkbot is a place where these people can bring these ideas and actually get opened back up again because they're around other smart people who ask them the questions they need to kind of get things going. Mm-hmm. And actually, this kind of gets to one other thing. After all the presentations were over, I talked to the founder, Doug Repetto, and he talked about like how Dorkbot was really about taking this kind of internet community and giving it a flesh and blood home.
A lot of people, myself included, kind of burnt out on the idea that my relationships with people were via email and websites and this and that. I want those, but I want them to just be serving my life, you know, my physical life with other humans.
Yeah, one Dorkbot regular actually added something really great about Dorkbot. He put it as well as it could be put.
I'm not sure who said this. I think it's Bruce Sterling. But I'm not sure. Somebody said the future is here already. It's just not evenly distributed yet.
Hmm.
Yeah. Whoa. Which is real. You get the sense that stuff starts here.
Mm. Yeah.
And kind of moves out into the mainstream.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's called Dorkbot. Ian Chalad.
And it sounds pretty cool, frankly.
Producing. Hey, thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Nice shirt.
Dorkbot. Dorkbot. Dorkbot.
Stay with us. You're listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.